here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book. That's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214 today.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Newsetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, and curbside pickup. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis' staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you a better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
Pyro Signs is a locally owned business providing St. Louis with all their signage needs for over 60 years. A proud IBEW union company, the Pyro Signs team is always building on their foundation of learning in the sign industry, which means they can handle all your needs, whether it's channel letters, monuments, neon, pylons, or vinyl. They have experience with signage across professional sports venues and even an STL landmark. Get your signage right with the top pros of the area. Pyro Signs, 636-464-0200 and pyrosigns.com. Recent events have shown that life can turn instantly, causing many people to realize that estate planning is essential. The Inskip Law Firm is here to help. From trusts and wills to powers of attorney, deeds, and probate, they will handle your needs without needing an in-person consultation. They use flat fees so you know what you're paying and make the whole process easy. Call now at 314-818-0344. Just a quick chat and you decide together what services are right for your situation.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
America, fails us. Next best thing to the Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America, it's Playhouse Time.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
An older woman with huge, sagging, monster watermelon boobs.
Oh, that's a good look. That's a good look. Laugh if you want. No problem with that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 3rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Martorelli Cutlery and PPE. That was my Italian accent.
What?
Not very good.
Sounded Dutch.
I wish I hadn't done it. No, I'm sorry I did it. Martorelli, yes, the cutlery people, but also your PPE, wow, as in personal protection equipment, suppliers. And I'm talking about just about everything you can think of, hand sanitizer and the thermal forehead scanners for temperature, and we'll go through more of it later. But first, let's do this. The control board. He speaks the way he does because for 19 years he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of them he lived where his daddy still lives today, Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And back with us today, always welcome in the studio. We like it when he makes the decision not to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Actually, Bill does have hairy legs.
He does.
Thanks for noticing.
What?
And I don't think people would expect for you to have really hairy legs if they just saw you with long pants. You don't look like a guy who would have hairy legs. But you did.
I'm very self-conscious, so thank you for bringing
about
that
what?
Up. No, I'm kidding. I don't care.
No, you'd be proud of hairy legs.
No,
it's a manly thing.
Glad to be here. Glad to be hairy.
If I didn't have hair on my legs, I would be self-conscious. Little slick girl-looking legs.
Yeah, I don't understand men that do that, just the waxing and the shaving of all of their body hair. I think
it's called weird. It's called either professional swimmer or gay. That's what it's called. Say
wax
hello.
Wax on, right hand. Yeah. Wax off.
There's the guy right there shaving his legs, waxing his legs. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
All right. And behind the bulletproof, protester-proof, coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. And they have great rates on car loans and home loans. Plus, you can still get information on the CARE Act loans for your business. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
He was a lot of things in his younger days. He held a lot of jobs. That's it. Today is our newsman. One other thing. Let's see. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
When you did your Italian accent at the beginning of this skit, you reminded me of Count Von Count, the Dracula on Sesame Street.
I've never seen it, but I love that name, Count Von Count.
Because he counts things with kids on Sesame Street.
Number two, number three.
Three.
I get that because there is a similarity between Dracula and Italian. Come on, I get it. I get it.
Hello, and thank you.
you're not answering the phone.
Hello, thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's one day away.
I wish I'd seen it. I've never seen it.
And he also co-hosts The Art Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for additional compensation. Contact Scott Sherman by email at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez. Well, Hebe, awfully quick to jump in there. I hadn't actually introduced you, but that's how giddy he is about his job. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, I had to go to the doctor this morning. He had the COVID test that Tim had, where they jammed that swab up to your brain, and boy, he said Tim's right. It was very, very uncomfortable, and he was afraid he might have the corona thing. He already has his results back, and he does not, I'm happy to say. The doctor described it as, sometimes when people have a, you know, they call it wheeze.
A wheeze.
What kind of wheeze they say it was?
Cheese wheeze.
He's got a cheese wheeze just from too much cheese. And sometimes when they say it went down cheese the wrong wheeze. Long pipe, it gets in your lungs. And it'll work itself out. Don't worry about it, Rad Boy. Give that, please, for Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra.
Okay. Yeah.
Bertarelli. That's the sponsor. I think everybody knows the things that are included when you talk about personal protection equipment, the hand sanitizer and the gloves and the masks and the plexiglass panels. Well, guess who has lots of that stuff? And I guess I'm speaking to everybody and anybody who needs it, but I want those of you who have businesses and you know, you've got several employees that have to be outfitted with this stuff, equipped with this stuff. I want you to know that there's no reason to shop around, wonder, well, where can I get it? And this person didn't have it. Bertarelli has it. They have a warehouse full of it. And they sell a lot of it. And hopefully, and it's rare that you get to say this. I think we'd all like to see the day when they're not doing so much of that business, when they're not doing as well selling PPE, because that would mean we don't need as much of it. Do they have anything to fall back on? Of course they do. It's not to fall back on. It's the other business they do and have done for 47 years, I think, and that's the cutlery business, sharpening things, primarily knives, but other things. Father's Day is 2 weeks from Sunday. You start running out of ideas, make a little trip down to the hill on Marconi. I guarantee you, you'll find something for Daddy at Bertarelli. Maybe you want to take something in of his favorite pocket knife or knives or lawn implements that need to be sharpened and surprise him and go, hey, surprise, Daddy, got you all your stuff sharpened. Now when you do your yard work, it'll be much easier. They do all of that. Let's just review a couple of impressive statistics. They sharpen the knives and meat cleavers and that kind of stuff for 1,300 different restaurants and kitchens within 50 miles of St. Louis. They average sharpening 2,500 knives a day. Think about that. Great family business. And now, especially now, let's remember they do have, because I think a lot of people have been surprised to find that not only do they have it, but they have lots of it. I don't think there are too many orders they can't fill if you need personal protection equipment. And again, I think we all can agree that it would be nice when we can sort of start to see an end to needing this stuff. Bertarelli, I can give you their number. And if you don't remember it, I'm going to give you something real easy you can do. It's 314-323-0712. It's family business. Seven members of the Bertarelli family keep it going. They also have a website, BertarelliCo.com. I have always been aware of the fact that when
you listen to the radio or watch TV and something flies by you quickly, you don't have a chance to catch it, or you don't know how to spell Bertarelli, or what was the website again? Well, let's make it real easy. You go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. You'll find the link to their website. Go to frankopinion.com, which really is just a sponsor reference. You'll also find a link to their website. I believe, because I haven't been told otherwise, they are still closed on Saturday, temporarily. We'll let you know when they reopen. But they're open Monday through Friday. They've always been closed on Sunday, and now Saturday, too. But here's the deal. Monday through Friday, and I like this because for those of you who go, well, I'm working, I can't get in during working hours, they open at 7:30. Run in there before work. 7:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Bertarelli, cutlery, and PPE.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wisconsin, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
You know where he is today? He's not any of those places. He's here. Here in the studio is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World. That was a great day when Window World became part of this show. I'll tell you that, because they've made so much happen, and you have made so much happen for them. When the time comes you need those replacement windows, I hope you go check this website out and make an appointment for them to come out. Where till July 27th, they're offering 25 months, same as cash with approved credit. That's a great deal. From the number one selling replacement window in the country, Window World. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's hear it for Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So the honest to God truth is it's getting harder and harder to do travel segments for this show for my website and for other things because, well, obviously the COVID-19 thing shut everything down.
Now, what is that? I've not heard about that.
That's a virus going around.
Didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Computer.
Yeah. Fake news. Yeah,
fake
right.
Fake news.
And then now with all of the unrest, good grief, people don't want to travel to some of these. So it's getting tougher and tougher. So I don't have a travel segment today, but I did find something that maybe we could try, and this may be stupid. And
is it a game?
Work. Well, not really a game. Well, I guess it's kind of a game. So,
I'm in.
Do you know, have you heard of the Would You Rather game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of, it's just, I mean, let's just be honest. It's
Bill.
Kind of lazy.
No, it's not. It's fun.
But,
I like it.
But I found six of them I just pulled off of a website.
Okay.
And some are better than others and whatever, but I know how this show goes, so.
Now, for those who don't know, I'm sure you'll explain.
Well, it's and I don't know if it's a card game or if it's just something that people make up on their own, but essentially you're given two options, sometimes very extreme options, and you have to decide, which route you would go.
There's also a game called Who'd You Rather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that might actually be a better game. Maybe I'll come back with that one.
Kind of a sexist thing.
Yeah, maybe we'll try that one.
Okay, so Penelope Cruz or Scarlett Johansson? You know, who would you...
Cruz, no doubt.
Cruz?
Yeah.
But we're not playing that game.
I like to play the would you game.
What's
would
that?
You? Like, you know.
I just want to know who you'd have sex with.
Like Helen Keller, would you?
Oh, come
on.
Oh, Helen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and management of 590 The Fan, we just want to make sure that you know Tim's email address. It's tim@gatewaypi.net. If you want to just chat with him about would you do Helen Keller.
I didn't say do.
Well, you didn't have
would
to. Would you Helen Keller. And you know. And now back to Bill. Bill.
First the F word earlier.
I know.
Tim, this is...
Did I go out over the air?
On the app. I heard it on the app.
The app, I can't do anything about.
Yeah. So I'll just throw a few of these out and you can see. Okay. Would you rather live until you are 200 but look like you are 200 the entire time even though you're healthy, or look like you're 25 all the way until you die at the age of 65.
Well, that's easy.
Ooh.
Limey?
I'm not actually sure.
Oh, I think
65.
This is easy.
It's easy for me.
Me
is
too.
Hmm.
You're going to pass?
Yeah, but then, I mean, you could live to the age of 200. Now, sure, you can look like a shriveled old prune.
But remember,
but the one thing you didn't include is health.
I most certainly did, right here. Look,
it again.
Yeah. Would you rather live until you are 200, but look like you are 200 the entire time, even though you are healthy, or look like you are 25 all the way until you die at age 65?
Okay.
I'll take 200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd go 200.
Oh, I'll take the look 25 and live that hard 65.
Me too.
You ain't getting laid after 130. No.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm going for the 25-65 thing.
Okay.
Me too. Because, boy, what a great 40 years you could have.
Oh, yeah. Woo, you ain't getting laid after 130.
Well, I'm going to disagree with him. I think you don't get laid after 110.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Would you rather have one real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door?
Oh, key that opens any door.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, key that opens any door.
Because you got to catch me, Tim, you know, after I use
key. I'll risk the key.
Me too.
That's and easy. Also, if you try to imprison me, I'm going to swallow that key, I'm going to crap it out, and then I'm going to use it to get out of the prison. Because it can open any door.
He's, so I
can
open got a point.
The cell door, I can open the prison door.
You sound like Dwight Schrute on The Office.
All of
that's
them.
They're going to put you they're going to put you in a room with no clothes on. They do this in real life. They're going to put you in a room with no clothes on for these guys that swallow drugs, and then they're going to wait for you to crap it out, and then they're going to seize it.
Well, I'm not going to tell them I swallowed the key, am I?
Well, you won't have to. They'll check that poop. And there goes your key, and
now you're
naked and in jail.
Now you're wishing you had that get out of jail free card.
I'm still going to take the key.
Or they can put you in a cell with one of those code locks on there where you have to push numbers.
I think we're all going to go with the key.
Okay. Yeah. All right, this one's kind of stupid, but whatever. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Oh, never have to stand in line again.
Yeah, I would never have to stand in line.
I don't stand in many lines, but traffic annoys me. I'll take green lights for my whole life.
Wow, he's the only one. I go with never having to stand in line.
Yeah.
What lines you stand in now? Walmart? What else?
DMV.
Oh, what, once a year?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Though. Instead of having green lights every day?
I don't like standing in line.
I don't like red lights.
I'm with him. I think the traffic lights.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's just, what do you want to do?
Okay. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live under the water? You can actually have conversations.
Oh, animals on land.
I would do land animals.
Yeah, I want to know what my dogs are thinking. I'll take land.
Man, this is too easy, land animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus the tigers at the zoo and everybody that you can talk to.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'd go out to Eureka. I'd find that black bear. I'd become best friends with it. And then it would be my little security guard just walking around my house.
Underwater, trying to, some of them are like this. Hey, who are you doing, little fish?
Can't understand them.
Yeah, yeah. Tim wants to talk to land animals so he can say, hey, you seeing anybody? I'm single.
Hey, would you? See the possum over there?
Yeah. It makes me think of the joke you tell about the gorilla at the zoo.
That's such a good joke.
There's a couple of them.
That's a good one. Okay. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or know now everything your future self will learn?
Nah, go back to 5.
Whoa.
Yeah, go back to 5.
Yeah, I'd go back to 5.
I would too. There's a lot of misdeeds I'd like to undo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the different one. I what was that second one? I'd rather go.
Would you rather know now, right now, everything your future self will learn?
I think that's the one I'm going to go with.
Here's what I'd do. I'd Google 3 lottery results, and then I'd be sent back to the age of 5, and I'd wait, and I'd win the lottery. That's what I would do. Or I'd invest in, like, Google or Apple or something like that.
I don't think you really go back in time.
Oh, you don't go back in time? You just get turned into a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
You can't take info with you.
I know.
You'd be the smartest one in your class, though.
Yeah I would. Finger painting.
Yeah,
I'd be
but if you're still 5, you can't get an erection or anything. I mean, 5.
What?
Yeah, but
well, that's
true.
A huge part of life if you're a guy. 5-year-old, you can't do that.
Oh, man, and then you'd have to go through puberty again.
Yeah. Ugh. You need to rethink this. 5.
Nah, I'm still going to go with 5. I don't want to know what I do in the future.
Okay.
All right, and the last one. Would you rather be an average person in the present or a king of a large country 2,500 years ago?
Nice is easy.
What was the first one again?
Would you rather be an average person in the present, so like now,
like right we are,
right now,
we are.
Or a king of a large country 2,500 years ago,
with no cell phones and internet and all that?
Yeah, I mean they didn't even have like plumbing or like flushing toilets.
They didn't have deodorant.
But you wouldn't know any better.
Well, that's true. Everybody stinks.
Yeah, but I saw the Tudors, and that King Henry V, man, he got some tail. He was the king of that court. I think I'm going king.
Yeah, I'll go king as well.
Okay.
And then I didn't vote.
I didn't either.
I didn't pick one. Neither did Dan.
Yeah, I'll do here.
You'll do here, and I'll be average. I'm going with the king, because you don't get higher than that, and kings eat those big turkey legs.
True.
Well, they do. You get at the head of the table with a big turkey leg and those big old goblets of wine and stuff.
We could probably get you some big turkey legs now if that's really what you
want. That's the only reason I like going to Six Flags is those turkey legs.
And plus, they're commander-in-chief of the military. They get to go to war and tell other people to fight and stuff. Oh, yeah.
And women do whatever you tell them or you behead them.
True. King Henry VIII, he told us that.
Right.
Okay, and then a real quick poll. So tomorrow, we do trivia on Thursdays. Would you like to go do a regular trivia, or would you like to play the game that we played last week?
I like the new game.
Is that the challenging
I just don't want it to burn out for audience.
It will never
just
burn out, because the material is different every time.
But he's talking the challenge game?
I was my goal was to kind of go back and forth from week to week. But
it's your segment.
Yeah, I don't get to answer any of the questions, so I
also
care
like
less.
The like categories of the trivia as well, so I think you should rotate them. Like, do one week where we have the challenge, and then the next week you do the trivia where we can pick categories.
I like going back and forth like that.
All right, so we'll do regular trivia then tomorrow.
All right.
There you go. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Reminder, tomorrow, Scott Sherman, 4 o'clock hour. Make a note. Call early. Get a lot of good free legal advice from Scott Sherman every Thursday. Today is Dr. Jill Biden's birthday. She is 69 years old. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I think she's a good-looking woman. But Biden's wife? I think she's hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A nice body, nice face. I think she's pretty, Jill Biden. So, happy birthday.
Also, the 3rd of June today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we took care of that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
3 o'clock hour, first part of the show. Maybe you should listen.
I should, probably.
Yeah. This is depressing. Bill. This is, right? What I'm about to tell you, I think, is depressing. And this, get ready, because this is just one of many to fall. AMC says they will probably never be able to reopen their theaters.
Whoa!
You're talking 1,006 theaters and 11,091 screens around the country, and they don't think they're going to make it.
That's sad.
Wow.
No. That really is sad.
It does. And get ready. That's not going to be all. There's going to be more. This everything down. I'm just telling you.
But I wonder if somebody else is going to overtake the AMCs, or if they're just going to go like derelict, or is like, you know, like, is Marcus going to come in and kind of like take over?
I think that's a great question, because you can swoop in and get them cheap. People will be going back to the movie.
Are you kidding me? I cannot wait until I can take Theo to the movie theater so he can see a movie on the big screen.
Let's buy a theater.
You want?
Let's get a fund together and with listeners, and we'll all own a movie theater. I'm kind of just kidding, but sort of not.
Oh, I mean, I'm in.
Now, I don't know that I understand this article that I'm going to share with you that I found. It's about sex during the pandemic and the quarantine. And there's one part in particular I don't get. And it's all this information and this doctor talking about the different questions that he's been asked. And apparently, there are some people that have been concerned and wondering if, and I don't like to use this word, I don't know why, I'd like to say play with yourself, but masturbation, it says,
thank you,
they wonder if, whether or not it will spread COVID-19. Spread it where? It's just you. Well, you give it to yourself.
Lots of heavy breathing.
But here's the recommendation. It's more than okay to do that, as long as you wash your hands. And then it says, and any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Well, they do, and that's what we're talking about. So I don't get that at all. COVID with just you, I don't get it.
What did they say?
Well, no, of course it won't spread.
Yeah.
And I guess.
So it is okay to masturbate or it's not okay?
Oh, sure it's okay.
Not here.
I was about to say, Wednesday night is going to be ruined.
And then it says, self-pleasure is the easiest and safest way to be sexual and the least risky. Now, to the wives who are listening, I want you to listen carefully to this. The other advice is that we should be having more sex now with this going on because it is a tremendous stress reliever.
I agree.
I'm under a tremendous amount of stress. And it says that sex, and it suggests that you have it with someone
that you know?
you live with because you don't want to, the COVID thing. But it says it improves the immune system. Now, see, we've never been told this before. Mm. So you can reduce your chances of getting that mess if you have a lot of sex. And it could be a great defense against a virus.
I got a good would you rather.
All right.
Would you rather have sex with a different woman every day for your entire adult life or be happily married to one woman for 49 years?
That is a trick question. aimed at me. And I'm that Fifth Amendment thing. I'm taking the Fifth. Now we have to just take divert here and do that great quick joke where the guy is in a counseling session with a marriage counselor, and it's just him, and the marriage counselor says, would you prefer to have sex with your with your wife, or, and the guy goes, B! He doesn't even know what it is yet. This article goes on to say that it's okay to use social media and video to connect with others, and apparently, there's no surprise, the number of people watching porn has gone up significantly during this thing because they're home and they're doing the self-pleasure thing.
I don't understand that because everybody watches porn, so how can it go up?
Well, they watch more, man. Oh, got more time at home.
Oh, it goes up while you're watching it.
Oh,
oh, I get it. Hey, give it to Don. There you go. That was good, Bill. or at least it should. Dan, this is for you. The expression marriage from hell.
Yeah.
I think you've used it.
Yes.
There are people, and I think most everybody here knows there is a town called Hell, Michigan. That's a real place.
Yeah.
There are people that go there just to get married. So they could say, I'm in the marriage from hell.
Wow.
And they do a lot of weddings just because of that, because it's called hell. And what else did I know? I'm not going to
do it.
I'm looking at the clock.
Dude, we got time.
I got time. Okay. One of the problems that we've now noticed, especially in cities, that they found because of all these restaurants that were closed is lots of rats. Rats are a big problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've read numerous articles about rats. I got to tell you something. I've lived in my house that I'm in now for 34 years. I've never seen a rat. I don't see rats, but I'm not in the city.
Right.
I don't think you see rats out in the woods.
Nah, you won't see them.
I've seen mice, but I've never seen a rat.
Right.
In fact, I don't think I've seen more than 4 or 5 actual big rats in my life. I've seen them on TV and movies, but I don't see rats.
There's one on our show.
Jeez.
No, he didn't mean that, rat boy. Oh. You're not a rat at all. You're just rat boy. The big difference. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This young woman, attractive young woman, is a speech therapist. And she specializes in students who stutter and working with them to cure them from stuttering. But she has 3 students. She just cannot seem to get them to stop stuttering. And she's tried all the techniques she learned in college, that she learned working with other therapists. So she comes up with an idea. They're all three men. So she comes up with an idea. And she tells these three stutterers, she says, look, maybe 1 week, 1 week from now, if you can tell me the city or town you were born in without stuttering, I will give you a BJ. Now, she's hot. Now, here's some real incentive to work on this. She says, 1 week. I'll see you, gentlemen, in a week. And a week later, they show up for the big test. So she looks at the first one. She says, I want you to pronounce the name of the city where you were born. And if you can do it without stuttering, you get a Monica, a BJ like you've never had before. He says, Boston. She goes, all right, that's it. Go sit down. That's it. Sorry. Next young man steps up. She says, you know how this works. I need the name of the city you were born in, city or town you were born in, and take your time. Think before you speak. If you do it without stuttering, you got a world-class BJ coming your way. Cleveland. She says, no, I'm sorry. No. Last guy. She says, all right. I need to know where you were born. Do it without stuttering. You'll be the only one to get something that I do real well. Where were you born? He says, St. Peter's. She drops to her knees and gives him a BJ. Like, he doesn't last long. It's so good. And as soon as he finishes, he looks down and says, Berg.
Here's a look at traffic.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. We're all feeling the weight of COVID-19, but for kids in poverty around the world, things are becoming desperate. Join Compassion International. Provide for a family in poverty. Make your one-time $40 gift. Text HOPE to 83393. Now, protesters have basically exited Highway 94 near Polly Lane. Northbound 94 looks like it is still shut down at 364. It looks like they have reopened southbound. You have accidents southbound 141 at Conway and southbound 141 at Romaine Creek. They wrapped up a crash southbound 55 at McNutt. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 Station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, and curbside pickup. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis's staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you a better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him the 590 The Fan sent you.
Recent events have shown that life can turn instantly, causing many people to realize that estate planning is essential. The Inskip Law Firm is here to help. From trusts and wills to powers of attorney, deeds, and probate, they will handle your needs without needing an in-person consultation. They use flat fees so you know what you're paying and make the whole process easy. Call now at 314-818-0344. Just a quick chat and you decide together what services are right for your situation.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Off to Dallas, Texas we go to check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I'm thrilled to be able to say once again, yes, Annie Gunn's is back open for lunch and dinner. You will need reservations. Smokehouse Market right next door. You go to lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, I strongly recommend you step next door. You will really be glad you did. Discover something fantastic there, just as you will with Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Gift cards are a good idea. They must be, because they sell thousands. That's not just something to say. It's actually thousands of gift cards every year. They're east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. How are you?
Indeed, four stars.
Hey, you're near a big city there, Dallas. How's the looting and thuggery going down there?
Oh, they got a lot of it. We don't have killing of 77-year-old men like you do there in St. Louis. That's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And here's the thing: you don't even really know what to say, because some things shouldn't have to be said. We shouldn't have to say or hear on a newscast, well, this is unacceptable, looting. Of course it's unacceptable. It's an understatement.
No, you're right. I got a couple of love nuggets for you. My buddy, Franco Pinion, loves the love nuggets.
That's right.
Even friends of Megan Fox are blasting her for dumping her husband, Brian Austin Green, not for just breaking up with him twice, but because both times she did it by text, and while he was very ill with stroke-like syndrome. Well, that's not cool. I hear she's a real bitch. Boy, that Megan Fox.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I'm telling you just the way it is. Tiger King's Carol Baskin
bitch
is being investigated for forgery regarding the last will and testament of the husband that she killed. Oh, I'm sorry. The husband who disappeared.
And bitch, Carol Baskin.
Okay, calm down.
Nothing.
He called her the B word again.
Scott Disick has three kids with Kourtney Kardashian. And just broke up with Sophia Richie. Now he wants her back, but with all his wandering off the reservation, she'll have none of that. Good for her. I think Sophia Richie is gorgeous.
You know, I've gotten to the point where I don't know half the people anymore who are supposed to be famous. Like, I don't even know who they are.
Same.
Yeah. Odds and ends, Los Angeles is one of the hot spots of rioting. Police are busy. But the biggest pain in the butt could be Prince Harry and Meghan, who call the cops about six times a day demanding that they come to their mansion and investigate the drone that's flying over their house.
Yeah. Now, what did they expect? Go back home.
Yeah, Harry, you don't have the kind of power,
buddy. Not on TV, but people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan have been cited, and some have been fined for not wearing a mask and social distancing. Well, what about the protesters?
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you mean, what's up? I don't get it. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is a clueless clown. While some cities have asked for a National Guard to come in to calm problems if they don't get better, de Blasio said that he would never ever allow the guard into New York, because no matter how bad things got, it could only be worse by bringing untrained people into that situation. It would cause more problems. Hello, help.
What?
Hey, Bozio. Somebody told Bozio that's exactly what the National Guard is trained for, domestic unrest and rioting.
It's why they exist.
I know. It's unbelievable. Hollywood says all motion pictures and television production will resume on Labor Day.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's good. That's good. Summer's here, and if you would like a pool but you can't afford one, contact Tractor Supply Company of Brentwood, Tennessee. Now, they have locations everywhere, including there in St. Louis. They have been selling a lot of very attractive wood cattle troughs. They're 8 foot in diameter, and they're being used for sitting swimming pools. People put benches in them. Works great. Costs only $800.
Yeah. So I'm not sure I understand. What's a cattle trough? Big is
it's
that?
Where they feed. It's yeah. Where they put water in so they can drink. And those they look like giant bathtubs, basically.
So they
they do
turn into swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Cattle trough.
All right.
Want to come down, hang out my cattle trough, dude?
That gets chicks hot when you say mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sports shorts, the Dodgers, the Angels, the Yankees, the Mets are all working out. And by July 15th, baseball, hockey, basketball, golf will be back in some way. And NFL and college football camps should also be open then, too, unless rioters cause a resurgence in the coronavirus. I guess that's possible too, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think anything is possible, but
I don't know about baseball.
It's not going to happen.
No, I think well, they're talking 114 game season now. Did I tell you about Gaga Goo Goo and her latest album?
Yep.
I think you did.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure. I talk about Matthew Perry?
Yep.
Well, he's back in the hospital again. Mm-hmm. So it's three times in a matter of 2 weeks. He is having some problems, which is really bad because I really, really like him. And I thought it was kind of interesting, the TV show Killing Eve. Who watches that?
I watched the first season. I haven't watched the second season
I've heard
yet.
Of it. I don't know if I have watched it.
The first
it
season was very, very good.
What's it
first
it
season
about?
Was good. Second season...
Yeah.
Kind of good.
So like in, really? Season, in 15 seconds, what's it about?
It's just not really... pardon me?
This assassin falls in love with a police officer, and then she basically kind of stalks her while also killing a bunch of people.
Hmm.
And they're lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mike Evans, see ya.
Well, whoa.
Whoa, what happened?
Hold on. What?
You said 15 seconds, and he thought you meant he had 15
you
seconds.
Said, tell me in 15
he doesn't
seconds.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Said, tell me what I happened
said,
in
15 I said,
seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd call him back. We don't have time.
No.
And he sent me, thank you, everybody. Remember I told everybody when he said Aloha Friday, it was Thursday. I said, bombard him with email. He
did
sent me a text. He goes, you know, I'm sure there's a reason I get all these emails. Did you tell them to email him? And I said, of course I did. So I'm not going to do that today. We'll let this slide. We'll end it this way. Now, more than ever, please thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7.
590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
The NBA will reportedly vote yes tomorrow to continue the season with a 22-team setup in Orlando starting on July 31st. The configuration has 13 Western Conference teams along with 9 Eastern Conference squads. Each of those teams will play 8 regular season games. Then comes a potential playoff play-in game over the 8th seed, followed by the full-on postseason. Broncos coach Vic Fangio taking back comments where he downplayed racism in the NFL. Fangio calling his sentiments wrong and noted while he hasn't seen bigotry in the league, others in the NFL have different experiences. Saints defensive back Malcolm Jenkins, after hearing Drew Brees call kneeling during the national anthem disrespectful, fuming at Brees via Instagram, saying in part, quote, "Sometimes you should shut the blank up," end quote. I'm Brian Fenley.